I am Winona.
I am Pinky 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 Pring.
I am Gabriella.
I am Rock.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Nina.
I am Neo.
I am Joy.
I am Kevin.
I'm Shirley.
I'm Steven.
I'm Jeremy.
Live news, live information. Welcome to the BNN Newsline.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to today's BNN Newsline. This is Winona.
Hi guys, this is Jeremy.
And here goes the piece of news for today. Chinese President Xi Jinping and First Lady Peng Liyuan welcomed visiting US President Donald Trump and his wife Melania with traditional tea, culture, and Peking opera at the Palace Museum last Wednesday.
The two leaders and their wives watched three operas at the Changying Pavilion, the largest stage of the ancient palace complex seating at the heart of the Chinese capital, Beijing.
It was Trump's first visit to China since he assumed the presidency in January, and it was truly a splendid meeting, especially when the two couples appeared all in matching clothes. The lovers' outfits have drawn much attention of the newspapers and the public.
What a public display of affection!
You assorted with the PDA?
Or more accurately, it wasExecutive Distinguished VIP PDA.
Exactly. Chinese Ambassador to the U.S. Cui Tiankai said that Beijing provided a state visit plus experience for Trump.
Yeah, even the air was just right for that state visit.
There was no haze, only fresh air and blue sky.
And we can see their hands holding tight even more clearly.
Come on, it's a sign of healthy relationship.And the positive image should be shown to all the audience across the country and even around the world. They are carrying out a state visit. It is a serious affair.
Shh! Blimey! How come has it turned into a national public display of affection? Look at how the outfits of Xi and Peng create a harmonious and vivid impression of a lover's pack. That was so elegant.
Yeah.It also displayed the beauty of Chinese culture.
I sure do love it. I really hope one day I can wear lover's pack with my partner.
But first...
Stop. Just stop sprinkling salt on the wood of my heart. I believe I will say goodbye to single life soon.
Oh, okay. My bad. Anyway, it's a good thing to at least always have hope. But today our topic is public display of affection, which is known as PDA, so try not to be off the point.
Damn PDA! Public damn abuse!
Hey, wow! Calm down, man! Calm down!
I'm not interested in what you guys are doing! There's no need to share!
But they're just spreading happiness! They have rights to do so!
The public display of affection.
Well, that's not necessary. Tim here's the victim of PDA. Dear audience, I guess that's all for today's newsline. Thank you for listening and see you next week. Stop recording! Turn off the microphone!
Hello, audience!Welcome to Banana Mini Theater.
Guess us, I'm the stewardess Gabby. You're the first single guest to get on the Lincoln Brand Luxury Extended Bus tonight. Come on, get on, don't be shy.
There seems to be no seats here.
What you see is not always what should be.Although the long bus is full of couples, but there is still one seat at the end of the bus.
So, no priority for me? The single dog at the Chinese single day?
Yes, of course. I give you luxurious priority to walk as slow as possible through all these couples and harvest sweethearts as much as you can.
Ah, bitchy. But I like it. Let me see.
Hot! My shirt! Your coffee splashed on my shirt!
I'm sorry. I'm not on purpose. Actually, your long legs stretch out and make me stumble.
Oh, honey, don't get mad. It's really your fault to have such amazing long legs. And that's how you made my heart stumble the first time I met you. Don't you remember?
Not the point. Look at this shirt. From the day you bought this shirt for me and printed your kisses on it, I never washed it to keep the kisses fresh. And now it's gone. It's all gone.
Oh, honey, calm down. Water under the bridge. I promise you hundreds and thousands of kisses every morning, and you promise me to wash your shirt all right tonight.
Oh, my dear, you're so sweet. Considering my girlfriend, I forgive you, asshole.
Asshole? All right, I take it. Make a way for me, please. Grandpa, why you are here?
Dear Kevin, surprised to see you. You know, today is our 46th anniversary of wedding, and your grandma wanted to see the night view on the bus with me.
With you? Oh, come on, don't play a confident roaster.
Hey, darling, tell the truth, you enjoyed some time tonight.
Nobody wants to enjoy the night with an old man.
Except the old lady.
Oh, darling, it's been a long day since we wandered around the city on the bus the first time. I think it was 1971.
Yeah, long time ago. You were beautiful.
And your hair, you still got them.
And Kevin wasn't born, right?
Yeah, neither was my father. Grandpa, I gotta go to find my seat.
Right, see you, my dear.
See ya. Oh, there it is, the unoccupied seat. Finally. Ah, nice.
Would you ever mind if I open a window?
No, go ahead.
Oh, the wind carried the sand into my eyes.
Oh, baby, what should I do?
Could you see where the sand is?
No.
Come closer. Can you?
Still not.
Come closer.
Enough! I'm fed up.
So, you're leaving?
Yeah, get off this freaking bus. But why are you here? You're following me?
Well, you're single, I'm single. Today's Singles Day, so celebrate together.
Fine. You're getting off with me. What about your job?
Fuck the job.
Nice. Let's watch a movie together.
You're the boss. By the way, what's the name of the film?
Banana Hot Dog.
Sounds fantastic.
Here we go.
Hello, my dearest audience. Welcome to today's Banana Hot Talk. Whoa! I'm today's anchor. I'm Neil.
I'm today's anchor, Steven.
And today we have...
I'm Shirley.
I'm Winona.
I'm Jeremy.
Kevin.
I'm Joey.
I'm Prin.
And this is Gabby.
And we have a special guest.
I'm Ellen.
Welcome.
Thank you. Ellen, please introduce yourself briefly to our audience.
My name is Ellen. I am studying Chinese, and I studied in America, which is where I'm from, and I studied international business and marketing there.
Whoa!
Ellen's English is so great!
I have been practicing my whole life.
And as we all know, Double 11 was just passed by. Though it is defined as a shopping day nowadays, we have to know it used to be named as Single Day.
So
our first question is, for you single bananas, what did you purchase to satisfy yourselves?
To satisfy myself, because I'm single.
Winona, please.
I purchased tons of clothes, shoes, swimming suits and a lot of pads and tampons and
tampons.
You're so rich.
It's cheap on Double 11. That's why I choose to buy them on Double 11 day.
And what about others?
Joey, did you guys buy anything?
I bought something to eat and you know, eating always makes me happy.
Yes, she bought something.
What did you buy? Well, I'm new to Taobao, so I've tried to not buy a lot of things, but I bought a pair of boots. That's all.
A pair of boots?
A pair of
boots.
Boots.
For your feet.
A pair of boots.
Are they made in China or made in America?
I'm sure they're made in China.
China makes it.
And November the 10th, I checked my Taobao and I find there are 23 merchandise in my trailer car.
23
and
what's the total price?
1,400.
That's okay.
Alright.
What is it?
And clothes, mainly clothes. And because I will prepare for the badminton competition in a single day, so I sleep early, and
so you bought nothing.
So to another day, I find my troll card is empty because they are all sold out.
Yes.
So,
oh yeah,
so it's
got nothing.
So it's
tragedy.
I missed all the things.
All the things sold out after 5 seconds.
Yeah, maybe. And I was waking up by my roommates because they screamed that they haven't purchased anything because they are sold out in a very short minute.
Yeah.
So you bought nothing in yesterday?
Yeah, but I tried to buy something tonight.
Why tonight?
Why tonight?
Because there are
they're still on sale for the
next day of the single day.
Oh yeah, I checked them twice today, and I find the things I bought on sale is not they're not so much cheaper than yesterday.
Oh really?
Yeah, so the Double 11, they are cheap, but
really?
The day after that they're
still
cheap.
Liars.
Miss Prim, I
want to
ask you.
Yeah, Prim.
Prim.
This is a normal day
okay.
of my life.
How did you spend such a special festival with your boyfriend?
She said just a normal day.
Yes,
so what do you do on a normal day
with your boyfriend?
Wait, let me recall. I don't know what happened.
Oh, we did so many things. I don't even remember what we
did. That's horrible.
I get up late.
because I have to buy things.
Because you,
yeah.
You're always overslept. With
you
whom?
Don't know this.
It's fine.
Because it's Saturday, so why not sleep longer than the normal days? And what I do in the afternoon?
It's alright.
What? If I'm your boyfriend, I would get mad if you don't remember. What.
Because I didn't spend the afternoon with him.
Oh, then nothing new. So let's
what?
Yeah. How about Alan? Do you have a boyfriend or
Mayo
boyfriend?
Mayo.
Okay. And do you plan to get a boyfriend here?
I don't. I think that would be a little hard going back to America.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
You can also find
you can find a boyfriend and dump him.
But actually, I just remembered what did I do
yesterday. They're not interested anymore. What did you
wait,
do?
We come to residential buildings to take photos
with your boyfriend
and another boy. And I really hate that boy.
Strange.
Because we have to do our homework.
Oh,
yeah, it's your assignment. Mm-hmm. It's so boring.
Boring.
Oh, very boring. Oh, no. But it's fun to do your assignment with your
yeah,
boyfriend.
That's right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry
it's
to
okay.
share that.
You guys are all single. We are used to it.
Oh my.
Okay. Seems to be everyone spent a boring Double 11. And now let's come to the point. What will couples do to show their affection in personal?
How do I know?
You mean beside sex?
They can do a lot of things.
All you think about is sex.
I said beside it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Such as holding hands, like touching face, kissing, looking into the eyes, and so many stuff.
In fact, when I came to here, I saw two people first floor.
Really?
In the darkness, what? And they just hug each other and
maybe they did something else.
Kissed hard.
How'd you see it?
They were making out.
So I ran upstairs. I don't want to say that. It's too horrible. I think I interrupted them.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. They wouldn't care about you.
They would ignore you.
How can they just do something on the first floor?
In the dark. Yeah, in the dark.
I think I saw them leaving when I came to this room. Because the girl, you know, was so shy. And the boy was so happy. They just leave. I think they may just do something.
I didn't see them. I only saw an old man and checking the lights and checking everyone passing. And he asked me, "Are you going to the fifth floor?" I said yes, and he said,
"Please be hurry."
Maybe it's just because of the old man, so they left.
No, because the old man wanted to go home early to meet his wife.
Oh,
come on! What is it?
Why are you saying this?
And what about Helene? What do you think of it?
Of a PDA, public display of affection.
Yeah.
Thank you for introducing our topic.
I think there is definitely maybe differences between Chinese culture and American culture.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that much of a difference, but I think Chinese culture is maybe a little bit more conservative.
Yeah. Conservative. Conservative.
Yeah, but I think maybe in America it is becoming more and more... People are annoyed by it more.
Really?
Yeah, than in the past.
I thought you were going to say it's very common.
It is more common than China, but I think it's people do get more annoyed with public PDA.
How specifically?
Like if people show PDA, like certain types of PDA, like making out or something in public, it's just considered very rude. Whereas maybe like 10 years ago, it wasn't considered as rude.
It's interesting that you're being more annoyed nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it's going to be more and more open about it.
Yeah,
you would think so. I don't think it's less less accepted now. I just think people are maybe more selfish, and so they're more annoyed by people not respecting their...
No, I think we are annoyed by those things in Sichuan, but maybe Sichuan is more advanced in,
you
like
mean
American.
We are?
We are.
We aren't. Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, and I think, sure enough, show that PDA two people
time.
Is not the most terrible thing. The most terrible thing is to show it off by himself, alone, to his roommates, and let us imagine how it will be. And just like my roommates, will say to us that I am so lonely. I want to go out and have dinner.
Girlfriend.
And have dinner. And I said, will you have alone? He said, no. And I said, shall I be with you tonight? He said, no. So I will all understand that he will hang out with her, with his girlfriend. And just like that.
So
all the time.
It's a very common conversation, but just because you guys are single, so you're very sensitive to it. So
yeah, you're
showing
it
up
all the time.
Oh.
But what will do if you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
That will be a question.
sorry, I'm sorry.
Say.
But I don't think he did that on purpose.
Maybe sometimes yes, sometimes no. because he know that we will get annoyed, and he
still said that.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He just
care.
Won't get you annoyed.
He just does everything to remind you guys that he has a girlfriend, or you're not. You do not.
He has fun of it.
That only happened among close friends.
Oh yeah.
And he didn't on purpose tell himself not to mention that to you. And encourage you to find a girlfriend.
Right.
That may make him more upset.
Technically, is it really a kind of PDA, or just we joke, make joke about it? Say
JDA that. Joke.
What's wrong with you?
I have a question. If I share some photos, if I have a partner, if I share some pictures on the moments in WeChat, is that a PDA? Do you think so?
It's considered as kind of cyberspace. So we regard WeChat as a public space. Yeah, it's interesting because...
But I think they are all my friends.
Social media can
strangers.
Be...
It depends what the picture shows. Were you kissing or were you just doing some normal thing?
Just a normal selfie. Oh.
Or you do...
Okay. And I think the public medias can either be very private or public. So it depends. You send the picture. It depends how many friends you have.
Okay.
Well, I have a question for Ellie. Is PDA a phenomenon in college or universities in America?
I think it's more of a phenomenon in high school.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. That's because here you date later. You date in college, not in high school, right? In America, most people start dating in high school. And so they're wanting to, like, figure everything out, and that's when they're excited about their boyfriend or girlfriend. And so that's when they want to show them off with, and often that includes PDA. And then by college, most of the time, people,
I think,
reached a maturity level where they're like, I don't have to show this person off to the world.
So now we're just like a bunch of high school
in America.
But we don't even have a boyfriend or girlfriend. What are we talking about?
Well, I think maybe in high school, the PDA can be the source of gossip. When they saw two people are kissing each other or something, they're gonna start gossiping. Oh, they two got together.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm. And the next week, they were kissing different people.
Oh.
So maybe it's an announcement to all his schoolmates that he is now dating someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes it happens just by seeing PDA and not by actually communicating. Like, so-and-so is dating so-and-so. Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking, why didn't I go to America to take the high school?
It is.
You can do the things now. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Or you can just kiss someone and
we will think that you have a boyfriend.
It's too silly.
And the next question is for you, Gabby.
Oh, why?
What
me?
If you have a boyfriend and will you show your affection in public deliberately, or have you ever PDA?
Single forever, okay? Forever. Done. What if
I have a boyfriend by accident?
What kind of accident?
I think I won't, because if I have a boyfriend, I think I will be really old at that time.
Come on, it's an accident. Who knows?
Older men should
don't lose your heart.
Who knows when will the accident happen?
You should always be hopeful.
If I have a boyfriend now, maybe sometimes PDA will happen between us.
You just don't do it deliberately, but it's unavoidable to show your affection
yes.
in front of
and
other people.
Actually, when I was
when I was on the first floor of our documentary, I saw two people are chatting with each other, a couple, boyfriend and girlfriend, and they just started kissing
in the middle of the conversation.
Yes,
breaking to kisses.
They didn't plan it, and I thought,
of course, that's so natural.
I thought it's by nature.
You saw the sparkle.
Suddenly they caught each other's
eyes, and then hit me.
Yeah, the Zhonglan Hall or Zhonglan Lobby is the gathering place for couples.
Yeah.
Every night, totally. Every evening, totally. you walk past it, you will see tons of couples do do a lot of things. And I think it's very amusing because one day I walked past a couple and they were so intimate, they're about to kissing, like saying all kinds of lovely things. And I walked just passing them and they suddenly just began to kiss. And I was like, I don't know, I wasn't on purpose, but I think it's just very interesting. I didn't know.
And did you annoy them?
No, I just walked away quickly. I was afraid to interrupt them. Everything happened too fast. I didn't prepare for it. We just began to... Oh, my God. What are you thinking, Anchor?
Don't you think your action is a kind of rudeness?
A kind of rudeness? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To them?
Yeah, of course. So I just walked fast quickly. I was afraid. I couldn't control it. Just laughed out loud. LOL.
And the same question, what about Shirley?
It's a tough question to imagine what if I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, it's really a tough question.
In fact, what do you want to do if you have a boyfriend?
But you're single forever too, right?
What?
Yeah.
Destiny.
No, you had a boyfriend before?
Yeah.
So what did you do?
Come on.
But it's not... It's
in primary school or kindergarten?
Primary school! So there's no PDA.
Primary school.
Yeah. Sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
And it happened so suddenly and ended so suddenly. it's just lost a very short time. And at that time, I didn't know what love is and what boyfriend means. I just think the boy is
spend time with a friend. So am I. So I have a girlfriend when I was fourth grade.
Oh my God,
in primary school.
You were earlier
and when
than
I
me.
Went to the
you didn't find yourself.
Yeah, I found myself in the middle school.
Oh yeah,
because I loved.
This is what happened between you.
Because
and
I saw a boy and he's handsome, he's tall and. He's anyway, he
attracted you.
I was attracted by him. Yeah, so I found myself.
Yeah, what happened to that girlfriend?
Actually, I think the connection with us was just good friends.
Until now?
Yeah, when I found the boy, I thought, oh, the feeling is love.
This is
and
love.
The feeling before is...
It's just friendship.
Yeah, just friendship. Because
just friendship.
I you know, in that time, homosexual is not very popular, and I'm so young, and I think
you didn't know what.
Yeah, I even don't know what is homosexual. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a boy should find a girl to fall in love. So I find a girl, and we have a good time in primary school. But after that, I found that's friendship. It's not love.
Mm-hmm. So.
I want to say if I am single now, but if I have a boyfriend, I want to
show it out.
Yeah,
everywhere.
But
show it off.
Not everywhere. I just want to travel with him to all around.
Yeah, so sweet.
Yeah, and take photos
and post it.
And also record videos. I think it's very romantic.
And post it.
Yes.
But it is said that traveling with your partner is a very risky thing because a lot of couples just break up after traveling together. Because they find so many shortcomings that is unbearable in the process of traveling together. So they just break up. Oh, we don't match.
But if they don't go to travel because of this, they will break up one day.
Oh, yeah. A lot of couples break up at honeymoon.
Well, quite different from you. If I have a girlfriend, and I wouldn't like to show it off. But it depends if my girlfriend wants
it's beautiful.
Another point. If he wants to, I would like to. But from my point of view, I wouldn't like to do so because there is a old Chinese saying that 秀恩爱分得快, which in English it's 秀恩爱. And showing off is easy to lead breaking up.
The more you show, the easier you break up.
Why? Because maybe it depends on the environment and of your friends. Because if you show the PDA and your friends, they get annoyed about that. I don't think you will be happy and feeling good when you show PDA. So that all depends on the environment.
So what about Alex?
Yeah, wanted that too.
I believe that Americans showing a PDA, the way of Americans' PDA is so different from ours.
That's true. And I think it differs from person to person. It's not just just a cultural thing.
Yeah.
But I think too, if you're going to define PDA, is it just a physical thing, like holding hands? Or is it something like taking a photo together? Or there's lots of ways you can show affection to someone, like giving them gifts or doing something nice for them. And so I think you have to define it, first of all.
I think it's the last one.
The last one.
Very wide definition. Just everything that let us know you have a relationship with someone, it's a PDA.
Okay.
We single people are so sensitive to say it.
That's true. I think I kind of agree with Gabrielle. If you are in a relationship with someone and you are attracted to them, you like them, you can't always hide that. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important to consider others and not be rude, but also you can't be responsible for everyone's feeling getting hurt all the time.
Yeah.
So I think I would want to be aware of others. And then there's also the reality that you can break up and it can be hurtful later, but I think all relationships, not just romantic relationships, but friendships take risks. And there's always a chance that you won't be good friends anymore or that you'll break up. And I think you have to be willing to show people you care about them, even though there's a risk involved. So I think I'm okay with PDA when it's appropriate and considers others as well.
Just
don't too much.
Yeah.
Today we give our definition of PDA, and all of us shared our stories about PDA and what do we think of it. I think Elaine have had a good conclusion about this question. She said it's more related to your own opinion.
Elaine said, "I didn't say this."
It's a normal action between the lovers, and maybe sometimes it will make some single person feel inappropriate.
And today we share these stories about our opinion. Maybe we could regard PDA as. Oh, let's just end this episode. Okay?
Thanks, Ellen.
What? My boyfriend calling me and I have to leave right now, so we have to end this show. And
what? Wow.
That's the end of that show.
And thank you so much for coming. And
thank you so much.
What? It was so much fun to be here.
Thank you.
The whole process doesn't make any sense.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next week.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。